So we're here with Pedal Magazine, and we're interviewing Patrice Drouin, who is the organizer, founder, and overall brain of the Mont-Saint-Anne race.
Bonjour, bonjour.
How are you, Patrice?
Doing very well.
Good.
It's an excellent day today for cross-country and for watching such an event. So a good moment's race so far.
Yes, it was an excellent race.
Yeah,
yes.
Good results for Canada as well.
Yes, yeah.
And no crashes, nothing major, you know, to talk about. So it was a good race. We have a good crowd as well.
Yeah, it is a good crowd. And how was the downhill yesterday?
Downhill was one of our best editions, ever. You know, like it was one of the best crowd attendance.
Right.
Fantastic results. New winners, new people winning the race.
Right.
And no major crashes at all. The public reacted well, along the track, and the weather was good because we had a little rain, but nothing to slow down too much the athletes. So
right.
To be unfair at some point. So no, that was pretty good.
Any surprises in the winners? Top
well,
winners?
this young British guy, that one is
Josh?
A rising
right.
star of
right.
the sport. I didn't expect him to win here. I thought somebody else would, but he did an amazing race, and he's very talented. And it's good to have a new face on the podium. I like Greg Menard, Steve Pete, and Sam Hill, and all those guys. They've been here, and they are excellent pilot. But a newcomer is always good.
Right.
So we see a future.
And how about the ladies?
The ladies, yeah. Well, we had a Canadian ladies performing well, I believe, and I think this is. I'm always amazed to see the women having the same course as the men,
right.
performing like they do. It's a tough course,
right.
And in such a, very demanding course. I would always think that women would like to have a different course, but we can't set up two courses. It's impossible, in the woods like that. So we have a couple options at some jumps where you can go around if you're not comfortable with some of our features, but they perform so well. It's amazing. I'm impressed by it, to see the level of racing, on the women's side as well.
And the cross country today, what did you think of the ladies' race so far?
Was a good lead at the beginning, big gap right at the start. But an excellent fight for second position, second position, an excellent, the race was there. So, but again, it's amazing seeing these girls, flying, and the course is tough as well. It's not an easy course at all. The track is completely different, technical, from beginning to the end. There's no place to relax on the underbars.
Right. And in the children's race in the morning, how many years have you been doing that?
I think we are at our 20th anniversary of this, and having 250 kids here today with 500 parents at 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. It's amazed me, it's the future.
Right.
They are our future in the sport. And to see such enthusiasm, around those little events for kids, we will never stop doing it. It's our paycheck.
Are there any Quebec riders who started in that?
Well, Raphaël Gagné told me one day at a press conference, that it was old. He said, I started my life in mountain biking at one of your kids' race at Villeriam. So that to me is a big proudness, because we feel that we contribute really to the sport when we see this happening. It's one of our achievements, and I see that many sports should do this.
Right, I agree.
Well, you host such an elite race, it's easy to just do the elite race. We do, for any sports we touch, we always have the aspect of initiating kids to the sport, bringing kids to the sport, put facilities in place that stays there, like the pump track here.
Right.
And the mountain bike track is cross country, and downhill is a legacy. We have so much that we have done in the last 25 years on that mountain, so the trail network is huge. So, but you see, we have a bike club here of 400 members.
Wow.
So in Mont-Saint-Anne.
Right.
So when I started the sport here, we were just a few guys doing mountain bike here.
Sure.
And seeing a club so well developed with so many members, see the event here with the kids race, you know, 250 kids participating, you know, that's very healthy.
Right. Yes. Well, and this is your 25th anniversary, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're happy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm happy to have reached that, which came very naturally. You know, we never forced, we never looked far away saying we need to get to 25. It's not the way it works. The way it works is you need to deliver your events and they guarantee the future. You know, it's one event per event. And anything can happen on an international calendar, you know, with international federations.
Right.
We leave that, we have that with any sports we touch as well.
Right.
So we have to do our best to deliver the best and then we see what's going on and we keep eyes open and we try to be on the next year calendar every year.
And a few years back you and Chantal were voted into American Cycling Museum Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
In 2011.
Yeah,
we were inducted to in Vegas to the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame.
Excellent.
With old-time friends that are there, because I don't know all of them that have been inducted since the beginning of our Mountain Bike Hall of Fame, but I know a lot of them and most of the pioneers that inspired me in the beginning of the sport to get involved, like Tom Ritchie, like Gary Fisher, Joe Breeze, and all these guys, Charles Kelly. These guys are the founders of the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame. But to me, to be recognized by them, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
And a recompense. How do you say that? A recompense.
Recognition.
Reward. Yeah, exactly. Great one.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.